All right, listen, bitch, this is your wake-up call. You've been playing small for far too long, and it's time to step into the true power and potential that has been inside of you all along. I am your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian Mindset Coach, best-selling author, and your new personal cheerleader, your internet bestie, and this is the Listen, Bitch podcast. We are in season 7, and that is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the bold vision that God has for your life, and shattering every limit that's been holding you back. So if you're ready to get out of your own way, stop second-guessing your dreams, and start living the life you were born to live, then you're in the right place. And every week, we're diving deep into faith, mindset, and the hard truths that are going to help you unlock your next level. No sugarcoating, no excuses, just real talk about stepping into your destiny as a woman, man, human of purpose and power. Okay, it's time to stop playing nice, baby. Get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year. Let's go. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start stepping into your true potential. Oh, okay. I am, y'all, if you saw my Facebook Live, you know I'm struggling. I am struggling. I recorded 1.5 podcasts today and my sound was still messed up. And this was a new app. So I had to go through, like, I just had to go through a lot. And this is it. This is my last shot. This is like my Hail Mary. This was got a few things going right now. And if this doesn't work, then I just don't even know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I am praying so hard because this is crazy. And I can't explain to you guys how exhausting it is to, like, pour out a solid 30 minutes of energy and just like using my brain, and then it doesn't work out. Like, I wanted to record video content all day today. All right. Your girl did her hair, did her makeup. I did all kinds of shit, okay, to prepare for this. And that in itself takes time because I do have kids running around at the same time. And we're at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. on Monday. And I haven't done one single thing that I set out to do. And this is part of that life is lifing. Okay. Not everything goes great. Not everything behind the scenes looks dreamy and amazing. Like, you have shitty days and it's okay and it happens. And you just keep going. Like, I have, there was so many things I could have done instead, right? We just came off family weekend. I had a birthday this weekend. Yay. 45, and I'm feeling pretty happy about that. Sunday fun day. Like, we just had a lot of things going. So my house chores are stacked up, right? I put all that to the side and was like, it's an office day. So this is important to me, getting this podcast back up and running. We've had a rough start in 2025, man. Rough start. And it's not because Brandon is just fucking around, okay? It is literally, I am swimming upstream with technology, and I could drown myself in all the negative thoughts. I could drown myself in all the negative thinking, or I could say, I'm starting to improve. And if this podcast episode is working, that genuinely means that when it comes to technology, I'm starting to improve because that means I fixed this bitch, okay? So, let's just get into it. And again, like I said, I am. This will be it. Okay. If this does or doesn't work, either way, I'm going the fuck to sleep and I'm going to try again tomorrow. Okay. So putting all this energy out there, I just want you to guys know, just I've done this already today. It's so much, but I love you guys. And I need this therapy as much for myself as, I know that someone out here, you tuned in today because you were like, yes, I really need something. I'm looking for something and here it is. Okay. Now, I want to do a disclaimer about all of this because there is nothing outside of yourself that is ever going to provide the real, true answer. Okay. We're trying to fill these voids. We're trying to just set these expectations for something or someone to save us. Okay. And literally, you got to save yourself. And that is coming from someone who is building a relationship in Christ, who knows that God is the Father. I'm going through this process, but at the same time, no matter how much faith I have in Christ and no matter how much I believe in God, at the end of the day, I have to get up and do this stuff for myself. He doesn't do the work for me. I have to continue to do this work. So I want to talk about some things from that perspective, okay, about just some of the myths surrounding self-development and healing, because what's happening is it's misleading people and it's creating unrealistic expectations. So, healing is a linear process. It's many a lot of people a lot of people tend to believe that healing follows just the smooth step-by-step progression. In reality, it's absolutely fucking messy. It is non-linear. It is this hills and bumps and flowing, and sometimes you're going fast and sometimes you're going slow, and sometimes you just roll your ass back down the hill the opposite direction that you're intending to go, and it happens. And a lot of people going through this process, I mean, you're gonna see the setbacks. You're gonna have periods of just being stagnant, and that doesn't mean that you're not healing. You can't give up on yourself, okay? Another myth is that you have to heal alone. This is one of my hyper independent toxic traits, is I am out there to just do things by myself. Do it by myself. You can't heal alone. It's not, it doesn't have to be a solo journey. In fact, it's kind of harmful. Healing requires, can I speak, you guys? Oh, healing requires support from other people, whether, you know, that's a life coach. And I think, you know, a lot of people, when we think about a mindset coach, which this is what I do, I'm a mindset coach, but that comes with a lot of healing because your mindset is often just fucked because of unhealed trauma, unhealed experiences, all of these things that you've used to shape who you are today, the stories that you've clung to and that you've created in your own mind are all things that we can work through to continue to change your mindset. It's a healing journey. So find that life coach, okay? Find a therapist, find those communities. Maybe, you know, you have a best friend or a really supportive spouse, whatever that takes. You don't have to do this alone, okay? Another myth, self-help books will fix everything. Again, that's coming from an author of a self-help book. It doesn't fix everything. Yes, does it offer a valuable insight? Absolutely. Reading it is not enough for the real transformation. Do you understand? Change requires action. Change requires consistency. Absolutely, change requires doing the deeper work. Another misconception, you can heal anytime without doing that deep work. A lot of people think they can just decide to heal and magically, bada boom, bada bing, transform without addressing the root cause of what the fuck your problem is. So that's like the childhood trauma. That's your limiting beliefs. Healing takes confronting and working through these tough emotions, the ones that we're drowning out with sex and drugs and alcohol. You know, it takes facing that. Positive thinking is all you need. This is bullshit. Okay. The belief that something is fundamentally wrong with you and you must be fixed, this creates shame. This creates self-doubt. And this is something that really pisses me off in the life coach space, is there's a lot of toxic positivity and they're continuing to find your faults and they keep you in this system of like, you have to continue to pay me because they're always going to find something fundamentally wrong and they're going to make money by creating and building stories around that doubt and shame that you have. Healing is about growth. Healing is about learning. It's not about making you perfect. It's not about, you know, eliminating your flaws. Healing means forgetting or letting go of the past. No. It doesn't mean erasing memories. It doesn't mean pretending that past hurts never happened. It is more about accepting and learning from the past while you're moving forward in a healthier way. Okay. This one is probably one of the top ones for me. Okay. Once you're healed, you're done. I have taken you guys through many conversations on this podcast where I thought that, you know, things were healed and that I was okay, and then it would come back up. Like, I have mom issues, okay? I have parent issues, I have issues, and there's always something new that brings it out in a different perspective. It's still there. Healing isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process, and life is going to continue to present challenges. And healing is a lifelong journey of growth, adaptation, understanding. We signed up for this, we wanted the human experience. We knew we could come down here and remember who we were. We could remember that we had, you know, Christ in our blood and that our potential was limitless, that we literally had anything we've ever wanted and could step in our potential and have life of abundance. And we agreed to the heartbreak. We agreed to the growth. We agreed to the roadblocks. We agreed to it. We were here because we knew we can overcome it. But all of these things are setting up unrealistic expectations. So it's important that you are coming into this, into your season of potential and season of growth, season of self-development and healing with just a copious amount of patience and compassion and a balanced perspective. You know, positive thinking, that's a very powerful tool. It's a very powerful tool, but there's a lot of myths around this concept that can lead to misconceptions too. Okay? Because number one, people think positive thinking solves everything. That is one of the biggest myths. You simply thinking positively does not solve all your problems. Yes, can it boost motivation? Can it boost your mindset? Real challenges require practical solutions, hard work. It's not just thinking your problems away. You must always be positive. I hate this one. The belief that you should always maintain a positive attitude is absolutely harmful. It's encouraging you to suppress those negative emotions. That's where we're leading to burnout. That's where we have emotional repression. We're just ruminating and not growing and stuffing in emotions as tight and low as we can go. So we've been stacking this shit up for years, okay? It's important that you allow yourself to feel and process the negative emotions to heal and grow. Negative thoughts are bad and should be avoided. Bullshit. Negative, they're often viewed as something to be eradicated immediately. Like, this is where I would spin myself out with the wheels of anxiety because I would have a bad thought and I would freak out because I was having a bad thought and I thought that bad thought was going to ruin everything in my life. I had a bad thought of what if I drove my car off the cliff? And all of a sudden I thought, oh my God, I'm probably about to die. Am I going to get in a car wreck? And I would just spin out. And those stories would spin stories on stories on stories. And pretty soon, like my heart rate's fucked. I can't breathe. I'm seeing blurred vision. Just I called in a lot of bad shit because I thought that they had to be avoided. Negative thoughts, this is valuable insight for shit that's bothering you. And sometimes they don't even have any meaning. You know, we come up with 60,000 thoughts in a day. 60,000 thoughts in a day. And 80% of those are negative. 95% of them are repetitive. That is insane to me. So it's not about labeling them. They don't need to be viewed as bad. It's not good or bad. It's part of the natural human experience that we're here. And sometimes these thoughts can help you identify where it is that you need to grow. But it's also important to understand that your thoughts don't define you. You don't have to become what you're thinking. And there's some bullshit around if you think positively, good things will happen automatically. No. Okay. This is teaching people that positive thinking guarantees success or favorable outcome in whatever it is you're experiencing. And that is bullshit. Positive thinking can improve your outlook, but success is still going to take that shit that you're lacking on. The action, the effort, and a gumption to want to create your own luck. Positive thinking means ignoring reality. This is not true either. You're not denying the existence of challenges. My brain has just been set. My default mode is I will find the best in fucking anything. Anything. And it doesn't mean I'm ignoring the challenges. I still got to move through that. It's about approaching them with something different, with hope, resilience, and a growth mindset. I'm not avoiding stuff. I'm not ignoring stuff. We're not ignoring reality when we finally flip that switch. We're just choosing to see it in a different perspective. You're not allowed to be negative. Oh, the times I've heard this. It's not good for your audience. You shouldn't be negative. People who focus on positive thinking must avoid expressing frustration. You're not allowed to express sadness. And for the love of God, don't talk about your disappointment, okay? And in reality, expressing and processing these emotions is essential to your emotional growth and health and maturity. Not everything in life is meant to be seen through a positive lens. And most of the people judging you are so miserable. And I've seen that in all the spaces, all the spaces. It's the same thing. Like we're always looking into other people, how they're messed up. And you know, people are like, well, you're on the internet, so you're asking for it. Don't be here if you don't want to be judged, you know? Like, I don't go on the internet and judge a bunch of people because I know my shit needs taken care of, right? Get your house in order. Get your house in order. Not here to judge people. I'm not going to talk about your relationship with Christ because I could never know what your relationship with him is. I could never know. Do I know what's right for me? Yes. I just need to worry about my relationship with him because at the end of the day, not one of you bitches are getting me into heaven. You can't send me to hell and you can't get me into heaven. That's all on me. And the same is true for you. It's okay to be someone who has emotional maturity and can express your emotions. Absolutely, a positive mindset is going to contribute to emotional health and it's going to help improve your response to things. But at the end of the day, it is not a cure-all. If you're not positive, you're failing at life. That's unnecessary pressure to maintain a positive attitude. That toxic positivity, those people that are always happy, I mean, you guys know what they say, that the happiest people are inside like the loneliest and the most miserable. You do not always have to be positive. Let that pressure go, because all of a sudden you're going to start feeling guilty if you have any difficult emotions. In reality, it is okay not to feel positive all the time. Babe, that means we're human and it is a normal part of our experience. There is something that a lot of people say, and I've said this too for a long time. I said it years ago when I started coaching. You could change your life by changing your thoughts. And here's what I'm going to say to this, because your mindset can significantly affect your experiences. Simply changing your thoughts without taking action will not lead to change. Positive thinking is a tool, but tangible actions are necessary to see that transformation. Okay? That's it. We want our thinking to be empowering, but you need to balance it with emotional honesty, with realistic expectations, and an understanding of the complexities of life. We're here for the complication. I want to talk about some tangible tips for you guys, but first, I just want to ask you, okay? Because I do have a little, what is the word that I'm thinking of? Little promo for the show, okay? So if you are someone who loves savory, flavorful snack that keeps you filled for the day, I really want to introduce you guys officially to Smoking Gun Jerky, okay? Premium jerky, small business, made daily, small batches, and they're in the heart of Nebraska, okay? Whether you're on the go, waiting for an update on your MacBook to record a podcast, hitting the trail, just looking for a snack, you know, here or there, Smoking Gun Jerky, it delivers top quality, handcrafted jerky with a smoky, mouth-watering flavor in every bite. Okay. They use only the finest cuts of meat, slow smoke to perfection with a blend of bold spices that will leave your taste buds begging for more. And listen, bitch, they offer a variety of flavors from classic original to the spicy, fiery options. And if you know me, you know I like it spicy. Okay. They have something for every jerky lover, literally. The best part, you guys, is if you go to my show notes and you get the link, you can get 10% off of your next order with my discount code. Okay. So go to smokinggunjerky.com/Brandon. Use code BITCH10 at checkout to save on your next jerky adventure. Okay. You will not regret it. That is BITCH10 for your 10% off. Okay. Smoking Gun Jerky. This is where flavor meets the smoke. So yeah, let's get into it now, you guys. Okay. I'm literally, as I'm talking right now, I'm like, please, because I've done this, you guys, I've done this podcast tonight. And it is, I'm sure you can feel me like emotionally drained. I'm not like, what's up, babies? And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can literally see the exhaustion in my face. But I love you guys, and I'm putting the most faith I've ever had into the fact that this is really just gonna work because I'm gonna keep going. This is the part where I'm second guessing myself and I'm like, just stop here. Stop here and we can do a part two tomorrow and just make sure it's recording. But I have so much faith that it's actually working this time that I want to talk about how we can overcome all of these myths, and kind of shift from those unrealistic expectations to a more grounded, actionable approach. Okay. When it comes to healing being a linear process, okay, that means like we decide that healing happens step by step with no setbacks. Sometimes I forget I am recording a YouTube video. And so if you just saw me scratching my eyeball and that grossed you out, I'm super sorry. Yes, I do scratch my eyeball. Is it bad? Absolutely. Does it freak my husband out? That also is absolutely. Fuck, it itches. So I itched. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm new to YouTube, okay? I forget that I'm recording. I just forget. Healing doesn't happen step by step without, I don't know, it's blowing me up. Without setbacks, okay? You have to understand that it's like a winding road. That's it. So you got to practice the patience and allow yourself that space for like a relapse, okay? Or maybe even slower progress. But what you need to do, okay? Because we're learning, there's an underlying tone in this entire podcast here is that it doesn't matter really 100% about thoughts, okay, and healing. It is about action. So want you to take those small achievable goals for your emotional and mental growth, okay? Then celebrate the victories. You got to be kind to yourself. There's a tangible action when you feel like you're super alone and that healing is a solitary journey. I want to just tell you guys, like I've said it forever that there's not a guidebook to life, but literally there is a guidebook to life. So open up your Bible, number one. Nothing has made me feel more connected and more taken care of and less alone than actually getting in here and reading the words. And you guys can see my cats love the leather binding on my Bible. But get into the Bible, man. Seek support from people that you love, you know. Join groups or communities that are focused on the healing. Just be very aware because Brandon Lynette told you what the toxic bullshit was all about, okay? The tangible action when it comes to Zayden, are you okay? Okay. Self-help books, right? It's you don't just read the book and think that your life is going to change. It can change your mindset. It can motivate you and encourage you to have a different perspective, but you've got to take the steps to apply the lessons and do that. Like create action plans based on what you've learned. Check in with your progress on a regular basis. Use the insights to identify areas of your life that really need improvement. And then you take that consistent action towards change rather than just intellectualizing. That's it. And if you know that you need to heal and you struggle with thinking that it's just a mindset shift, you need to identify and confront the root cause of your shit. Get to the root of it. Maybe it's that unresolved trauma, you know, limiting beliefs. Engage in the self-reflection practices like journal, meditate, pray, go to therapy. Because honestly, if you want change and you want to be able to take steps to growth and healing, then you have to face the discomfort. You have to dive into the core of what's holding you back. Girls, get out of my office. Positive thinking is not enough. You can use it as a tool, but you can't ignore the negative emotions. You've got to allow yourself to feel those difficult emotions. It's literally just a thought. And you could do plenty of things to reduce stress in your life, like exercising, deep breathing, okay? Talking it out with someone. That's how you manage negativity without suppressing it. Maybe you need to do a fucking podcast, okay? If I can pull this off, because people tell me all the time, I want to start a podcast. I should start a podcast. Listen, if I could pull this off, anybody could literally pull this off. And you've got to work on accepting and learning from your past instead of pretending that it never happened. That's it. Engage in those practices like forgiveness. Not for others, but for your own peace. And forgiving doesn't mean we forget and we ignore and absolve people for their behavior. There are repercussions for how people treated you, and you forgiving them doesn't give them a green light to continue to hurt you or to, you know, to even have access to you. Just want to make that very clear. You know, learn from the past. Don't pretend that it never happened. Create, you know, a narrative where the past is like informing your growth, you know, journaling is going to help you get through that process. And if you could treat healing like a lifelong journey, not necessarily a destination, you got to check in with yourself, like mentally, emotionally, physically. That should be something that you're checking in on every day. Like, how do I feel? Where's my mindset? How do I feel emotionally? How do I feel physically? All of this. And then you're going to want to build habits that support your growth. Okay. Maybe like a daily gratitude practice, friend check-ins, personal development goals. Okay. Embrace the idea that life is part of that experience of healing. Okay. Healing evolves as life does. And you're not ignoring reality if you're thinking positive. Okay. You always want to acknowledge the state of your current reality when you're choosing that positive approach, you know? Face your challenges with a head-on constructive mindset. We want to focus on solutions, not the problem. And so many people are like focused on the problem. And I'm like, okay, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? In fact, that's part of, I think, why, I mean, there's a lot of things I do that drive my family crazy, but the fact that I'm like, okay, what's the solution? Every time they come to me, I'm like, all right, let's find a solution. Well, sometimes my husband just wants to vent. There's not really a solution. He just wants a day to say everything's shit and move on. Not like, okay, so let's rearrange this and that. And like, I'm just that person. I go straight to, okay, that happened. Now what the fuck can we do? Let's get over it, right? Like, we're here now. Where do we want to be? How do we get there? That's it. So, you know, break down these challenges into little steps. Take consistent action, even when it feels hard. And if you're going through something where, you know, you don't even feel like doing it, like I'm so just mentally and emotionally drained from the uphill battle I'm feeling with my podcast right now. Okay. And what is the truth? Like I'm not having a great time. It's not working out well for me. I haven't shown up like I want to show up. I'm having, you know, technical issues, and I don't want to be having technical issues. Like, stuff's happening, right? I didn't feel like doing this, but I knew the next step because it's not negotiable for me. I'm not letting it go, right? If I'm going to do this, then I've got to take the steps even when I don't feel like it. I did not feel like doing this right now. I didn't feel like doing this. Focus on the steps, take the action. Don't think about how you feel. Don't let how you feel run the ship, okay? That's it. It is being in that present moment and taking action on something that's going to work towards your goal. So if you know, are looking for that tangible experience to get through the idea that, you know, positive thinking is everything, negative emotions are, you know, I can't have them. We think that negative emotions are bad. We think they should be avoided. So start practicing emotional awareness. Give yourself permission to feel your emotions fully. Whether it's positive or negative, we should be experiencing and appreciating both. Use tools like journaling, okay? That's how you process emotions like fear, like sadness, like anger, instead of pushing them away or drowning them out with the sex, drugs, and alcohol, right? We want to be in this human experience. We came here to feel it all. And if you understand that all of your emotions are valid, this helps you create like that balanced life. Then it's not just like, oh my God, my life sucks. I'm a victim. The world hates me. Everyone's out to get me. Nothing ever works out for me. Fuck her. She's lucky. Everything always works out for her. And then you hate yourself more. And then you hate her because she doesn't hate herself. And then you hate yourself more for hating her for not hating yourself. And it's crazy. It is crazy. Embrace the negative emotions, okay? And we're not ignoring challenges. Focusing on positive thinking doesn't mean that we are ignoring reality. We have to practice that realistic optimism. Like, we can acknowledge the difficulty of situations, but then shift your mindset to finding the practical solution. Yes, did I get really pissed off today and have really bad emotions about what I'm doing right now? Well, you can ask my husband because I sent him a slew of texts with the mad face emoji that's cussing. I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy, but I can't ignore the challenge. I have to focus on what is the solution? What's the practical solution? Keep trying, okay? Like if you're facing a tough time at work or something, don't just say think positively. Make a plan to improve your situation. So maybe you need to talk to your boss because he's a dick. Maybe you need to improve your skills because you suck. I don't know what your situation is, but at the end of the day, it's going to be about taking action no matter what. And you have to take action despite the negative thoughts. positivity is not going to be the one thing that leads you to success. Okay. You have to balance this with proactive, concrete action. Set those specific goals, break them down into little tasks. Even if you're struggling with negative thoughts, focus on one step at a time to move towards your goals. That's it, one little thing at a time. So if you're feeling insecure about maybe starting your podcast, break it down into something small that you could start working on immediately. Write out, a map for your podcast. How many episodes do you want to do? What do you want to like? Break it down, small things. Just do something and allow yourself to experience all of these emotions. Instead of trying to be positive all the time, allow yourself to experience joy. Allow yourself to go through the shit. Okay. And that means acknowledging that life is full of highs and lows. And when you feel down, instead of forcing yourself to snap out of it, instead of telling someone to snap out of it, give yourself time. Give yourself time to heal, whether it's self-compassion or getting support or just taking a break to recharge. Do this. We're trying to reframe negative thoughts. We're not trying to erase them. Negative thoughts are bad and must be eliminated. No, we can practice cognitive reframing. When you catch yourself thinking bad, reframe the thought in a more constructive way. Instead of think I'll never be able to do this, that's me today. I'll never be able to do this. Reframe it as this is challenging as fuck, but I'm going to make small steps to go and progress. Little steps to move forward. And that shift moves you from avoidance to active engagement with what's currently your reality. And you have to focus on the process, you guys, not just the outcome, because that positive thinking doesn't automatically lead to it. You have to shift your focus to the process, because long-term success and growth come from like consistent effort. Small things consistently make the biggest change in your life. Learn from your mistakes and stay committed. That's it. If you're trying to lose weight, you're going to want to focus on building healthy habits. You're going to want to get an exercise routine. You're going to want to figure out what foods you should and shouldn't be eating rather than obsessing over the number on the scale. If you don't focus on the numbers in between, you're never going to get to the goal because you're just going to want to see that number, and it doesn't come overnight. Okay. Trust me, I've tried. I try to make that number move overnight. It doesn't. You have to cultivate self-compassion. Everyone has this toxic thought that they have to be perfect to succeed, and that's bullshit, okay? Treat yourself with kindness because you are always going to fall short of your expectations. But when you make those mistakes or experience whatever you call setbacks, don't have to be this harsh-ass critic. Just, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? Be kind to yourself. That builds resilience. That builds motivation, even when things aren't going perfectly. You've got to set boundaries with this toxic positivity. You don't always have to look on the bright side. And if you encounter people who are always pushing you to stay positive, set fucking boundaries. Okay? Like a big fat fuck off, sometimes it suffices. Let them know you appreciate their intentions, but you need the space. Okay? You need space to process your feelings. And then find people who are going to support you. I didn't say find people who are going to sign off on your bullshit, okay? Do not misunderstand me here. We're not signing off on other people's bullshit. We're giving people space to heal. And then we accept that life has ups and downs. You don't have to constantly be happy and positive. And if you're trying to strive for that constant happiness, you're done. You're going to exhaust yourself. You have to build emotional resilience. It's just embracing the idea that challenges are those opportunities for growth. And then you can learn how to navigate, the joyful and the difficult parts of life. That's what we want. Focus on what you can learn and how can you move forward. I want you guys to break free from all the bullshit myths of positive thinking, okay? Because if you're going to step into your potential, if you're truly going to be who you came here to be, then you have to create a more balanced, realistic, sustainable approach to your growth. Positive thinking is a tool, but it's only effective when you use it in conjunction with the positive actions. You've got to have this relationship with yourself that is full of emotional honesty. And then you have to bring in that acceptance of life's complexity. That's it. I love you guys. And that's a wrap. for today's episode. If you're feeling fired up and ready to take your life to the next level, then don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Get that out of my office. I'll be right with you. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And I would love to hear your thoughts. Take a quick moment, leave a review, and let me know how this episode hit you. Alex. Wow. Have kids, they said. Have kids, they said. Anyway, take a quick moment, leave a review, let me know how this episode hit you. Your feedback helps me reach more badass people like you. Remember, you were created for greatness. Keep stepping into your power, and I'll catch you on the next one. Please make sure you check out the discount code for that beef jerky, okay? It's a little temporary discount code for some beef jerky. You've got this. Keep stepping into your power. I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, go be a badass. The world needs the full healed version of you.